Mishinanta levanecha, and you shall teach these words to your children. Mishinantam isn't vlimantam. Mishinantam has connotations that limud, the learning doesn't have and teaching doesn't have. Says Rashi, Mishinantam is Roshan chidud. It needs something sharp. And it's based on a Gemara. Shechimichadadin befich. The words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Shemishalcha adam dava. Someone asks you. Let it talk like gam game. And a murder mihat. That a person should be fluent in learning. To the point where if someone asks you a question, you don't stammer and stutter and say, I think it's that, could be this, let me Google, let me check, ChatGPT. Rather self, tell them. You should know. Person should have total recall of their Torah. Where does that come from? It's a Gemara in Tanis, of Zion, that success in learning comes from having one's learning organized. Meaning when we learn, we need to learn with clarity. And we need to be able to have structure, to know where this new piece of information, where this new sugya sits within the bigger picture of things. That way things just slot in, new information slots in. But if our learning isn't organized in our head, then people can have been learning for many, many years. And they can know lots, they can have learned lots, I should say, but they'll know nothing. Because they're not able to call on this piece of information when they need it. They don't know where it is. They're not exactly sure what it means. And that's what the Zifri brings up, a pasuk in Mishlei. Amar l'chachma achaisiyat. Say to wisdom, you're my sister. Just like it's clear. It's clear that one is not allowed to marry their sister. So our chachma should be as clear to us as something as obvious and evident as that. And the Maral and Bera Goyla. So something should be as close to you as a sister. What does it mean, Achaisi? She's your sister. She's almost part of you. Yes, forbidden. Forbidden to marry. But she's a very, very important part of you. A sister is closer than all other craving. Let's say a person has a father and a mother. You're made from a father and a mother. So their closeness with their father is only half because I'm half my father, half my mother. Me and my children. It's a product of myself and my wife. And therefore it's a half kirva, says, half closeness, says the Maral. But a sister, she comes from my father and my mother. I'm 100% close to her. And that's Pshat in the Maral Chachma Chesiyat. It's not just that I should understand Torah as well as I know the fact that my sister is forbidden to me. But it should also be as close to me as my sister as well. That's Vishinantam. Vishinantam is closeness, is understanding, is a depth of awareness, absolute clarity and closeness to the Torah. Just like one has absolute clarity and closeness to one's sister.